Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. Welcome to Art Speak. I'm Claire Maxwell with Burnaway, and today I'm joined by Guido Maus, owner of Beta Victoris Gallery in Birmingham, Alabama, and we're speaking over the phone. You're in Birmingham right now. So thank you so much, Guido, for joining me today on Art Speak. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for doing this. First off, we just want to go right into it and start talking about the Beta Victoris Gallery and when you opened it and really what the initial goals of the space were.
Well, we opened a little less than 4 years ago, and I think initially we realized, my wife and I, we realized that there was a really manko when it comes to platforms for artists to show their work. And seeing that by then in 2008, 2009, and 2010, the economy went so tough on a lot of galleries, on a lot of artists, a lot of shows got canceled, postponed, a lot of galleries were closing. You really felt that it was the right thing to do, but also the right time to do it. Because, of course, we have a cost structure in Birmingham that allows you to actually open a space if you really say that's what we're going to do. We're going to implement kind of a 3 to 5 year program at least to start out with. And when it comes to mission, I think maybe that's it's an interesting word for a commercial gallery, yet I totally agree that a commercial gallery should have whatever that word is worth for us as a commercial gallery, have a mission. I think that you can't avoid and should not avoid to have a clear vision when it comes to your impact in your community. Again, that word community is a very, very broad variety of interpretation of whatever community means to one or to another. But when we started out, I must admit, it was more of a feeling of, yes, we should do this now. Mm-hmm. We can do this now. And how are we doing this? We are in Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama is a very, very stigmatic image. And I think when we started out thinking about a program, we really tackled that problem, quote-unquote problem, more with a business plan, thinking of, okay, who should we be showing? Who would be easily convinced to show with a very, very young gallery? With, I admit, no experience whatsoever in the contemporary world. And we came very quickly to the conclusion that there were, no doubt, several African-American artists who would be really interested mm-hmm. to show in Birmingham, make eventually work about whatever they think they would want to show in Birmingham, Alabama. So we called several artists, like John Banks in San Francisco, Willie Cole up in New Jersey, and you know, African American artists who have a profound impact on their community with what they have done since 10, 15, you know, 30 years. And without any exception, everybody said right away within seconds, oh, hell yeah, I want to show in Birmingham, Alabama. And mm-hmm. you had to lead that out, the program, in year, 2 years, 3 years, if you want these artists to actually have the time not only to schedule you in their schedule, but also to not send you just some existing work and say, hey, here, you know, I still have this, show this, but to create new work for your gallery, for their solo show, just for Birmingham, Alabama. And that was really where, straight on, everybody was on board and was really excited, and we got very early on a strong program going. And I think this is vital for a commercial gallery like ours, or like every other commercial gallery, is to implement a strong program. Whatever your notion of, or the gallerist's, you know, notion of a strong program is, but you have to stand for something, I think. Maybe a very childish and naive way to put it, because bottom line is we are not nor social assistance nor missionaries. But at the same time, I think we are. I think that we have the possibility of implementing a program that has an impact. I think the visual arts have a beautiful, non-confrontational, invitational, rather, power to get dialogue started and initiate dialogue. And this is, I think, what we were very, very strong with since the beginning. I mean, we have shown a lot of work when it comes to racial identity, gender identity, but also concept and installation-based work where we tackle thought and possibility.
Is there anything else upcoming at the gallery that you would like to preview?
Well, Willy Cohen's upcoming show is extremely important to us because Willy has, of course, close to 30 years of practice, has very early on addressed his racial identity in various forms, and one is no doubt the important scorch, this iron on paper, scorching paper. Several other shows come up after Willy Cohen's show. At a later point, we would show New York-based artist Peter Fox, Birmingham artist Derek Krakow, and then we're almost at the end of the year again.
Thank you so much, Guido, for giving us a little bit of information about the origins of Beta Pictoris Gallery and also what people can see on view upcoming this fall. Thank you again so much for joining us. This has been Art Speak, and we will see you guys next week.